This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. The majority of soybeans in the area are beginning to yellow or nearly complete senescing. A very common question this time of year is why the same soybeans in the field are not maturing at the same rate. Of course, different varieties with different photoperiod grouping will mature at different rates. But these are the same beans in the same field. Some are completely yellow and dropping leaves, and some are still completely green. Most of the time, this is a normal occurrence. Premature yellowing is often a symptom of less than perfect growing season, like the one we've had. It can occur in years with too much rain close to maturity, so the roots drowned out, causing the plants to die prematurely. This will lead to beans yellowing faster in lower areas and terrace channels. This year, it's more likely to be caused by not enough rain, and some of the beans ran out of water. This will lead beans to yellow faster on terrace tops and hillsides and near tree lines. However, since water holding has a lot to do with compaction and soil type, the yellowing of some soybeans might be following aspects that are hard to see. In either case, there isn't much that can be done about it. For those soybeans, that is how the cookie crumbled. That is not to say that there aren't other reasons for premature yellowing, and this time of year is a great time to see what might be problem spots in the field. Areas with soybean cyst nematodes could cause early yellowing. Even with or without sudden death syndrome that is associated with nematodes, the nematodes are causing extra stress on the beans. Other types of soil or leaf fungus could be causing stress in soybeans that are in ways that are hard to see during the growing season, but become more apparent this time of year. Sometimes early yellowing will follow odd lines in the field and can even follow planter lines for no obvious reason. Often the question of uneven soybean maturity comes with will it affect yield. Yes, it likely will to some degree. However, the early yellowing is a symptom of the problem, not the cause. So, how fast do soybeans dry down in the field? Fully green beans will have a moisture content of 70 to 80%, and they will lose about 3% of moisture per day until below 30% moisture at full maturity. Before the recent rain and temperature drop, we had some much higher than normal temperatures, and it was drying down beans out quickly. Now the process will slow down some. Still, looking at the long-range forecast, it looks like even in the late maturing varieties, we'll be beyond black layer before the first frost. There are some years when the green stem syndrome is worse, in others and in some varieties than others. There is no definite cause for green stem syndrome. It's where the stem stays green though the beans are ready for harvest, and there is no clear effect on yield either. It's just an odd annoyance of soybeans that can slow down harvest and plug up the combine. If you have any questions about the uneven yellowing of soybeans in your field, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.